I'm here with Gerald Nordland, art historian, curator, critic, museum director, and we're in his home on Sheridan Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. It's May 25th, 2004, and interviewer is Susan Larson. So good afternoon, Gerald.
Hi.
Good hello. I'm going to be asking you some just basic questions about your life and about... it will proceed chronologically for a little while, if that's okay.
Certainly.
You were born in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a big place.
I was born in Hollywood.
Okay.
Near Sanborn Junction, where Hollywood and Sunset come together. Santa Monica and Sunset come together. My parents worked in the film business. My father was a printer, and he taught my mother how to be a printer, and she subsequently, after his death, became a cutter, not a positive cutter.
What does that mean?
Assembling a film, the final film for presentation.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get screen credit. It wasn't an editor,
mm-hmm.
It was a person that was doing the work that finally got to be okayed and became the film.
Mm-hmm. And did she
worked for Columbia and then for Desilu, and he had worked for Warner Brothers.
Oh. And when did your father pass away?
When I was 10.
My goodness.
1937.
Oh, my goodness. And did you then grow up in the kind of film industry milieu?
Well, my uncle lived in the valley, and he was a film credit editor for Paramount, and his wife work similar to the work that my mother did, and they actually tied up and worked for Desilu when that was an important kind of a facility that supported the whole industry in Hollywood.
Did she work on I Love Lucy?
I think she did, and I think she worked on Zorro and all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know. But I don't think there was any particular aesthetic involved with it. Mm-hmm. It was just a technological kind of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The lights had to be just right, and mm-hmm. you mustn't overexpose or underexpose, and keep everything very disciplined.
Mm-hmm. And so you lived in Hollywood?
I lived 4243 Virginia Avenue, mm-hmm. Which is next to Virgil,
mm-hmm.
Then Vermont would be the biggest north south street
mm-hmm.
near there. We were near Hoover, and it was a small house that my grandfather had built in the depths of the Depression.
And you go way back then into Los Angeles?
Yes.
Oh.
I went to Lockwood Street School and Thomas Stark King Junior High School and John Marshall High. And then I took 2 degrees at USC before I went to Yale.
Was it Thomas Hart King?
Is that Thomas Starr.
Starr.
S-T-A-R-R King.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. We're doing that for the transcribing.
Sure.
Okay, so when you were in, say, junior high and high school, what were your enthusiasms?
Jazz. Mm-hmm. I played drums, string bass, and fooled around with cornet, which I never got to be adequate at. But I was acceptable on drums and string bass, and I used the string bass from the high school. I took some kind of band program, you know. Theater. I wasn't thinking at all about art. I was going to be a lawyer.
Oh.
And when I went to USC, of course, I had a debate scholarship, and all my colleagues were planning on law. And it was only when I got into law school that I realized that I didn't like lawyers, and I thought that adversarial life would be